Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Could you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we need company!
Brian! Bad guys in the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. I think you are still in the Solidarity Realty Studios in WTT.
I am.
You are listening to us live on WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Give us a call anytime at 844-967-2789. Currently streaming live on WAUKradio.com. You can also check out the WAUK side of the dial on the Devil Radio app. If you go on to the Devil Radio. As some people may have guessed, I did not list off the Madison stations, stations we have. Those are down for the moment. To be returned moment.
Yeah, working on resolving it.
Just a public service announcement.
This is a first for me. I'm broadcasting... just a public service announcement. This is a first, so I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, but I am... as remote as I can possibly be still, because, you know, you can't say that the show doesn't go on. We do everything we can to make the show go on around here.
Oh, for sure. That's both of our jobs. It's to make sure that it all runs smoothly. As you may know, this weekend, you may have heard a really awesome boost to the 540 signal. In fact, some people are hearing it as far as Eau Claire, as far as Green Bay. My goodness, that signal is awesome. And within legal limits as well. I learned some things this weekend, which also had me sitting out in a field for another couple hours while getting bitten by bugs as well. That same day, I mowed two lawns. So yesterday, when I went out on the boat, that pretty much sapped all of the energy. I was on a boat yesterday. I was fortunate enough. Thank you, Jill. And it was great. Great time. But I passed out involuntarily around 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, and did not... even remotely get to look at any of the debates that we had that I really wanted to get a hold of.
Yeah, you didn't do your Sunday night homework, Brian.
I didn't do my homework.
You were on a boat.
I'm telling you that I was doing other homework. That's why I didn't do this homework.
I did the homework for the rest of the class here on Dueling Tangents. So don't worry. But I was doing other things when it aired out on NBC stations, I believe, across the state. They showed a nice little map from Bayfield all the way to Milwaukee, to Madison, to Green Bay. And there was a nice little map of Bayfield state or NBC stations that were broadcasting the debate across Wisconsin yesterday. I was a little busy yesterday evening, but I watched it this morning in prepping for the day. And, I think I've got some interesting takeaways, but I'd love to hear if any of the callers out there in the listening audience, what their thoughts were of the debate and their takeaways, because this is the first of, I believe, two debates. I believe there will be another one hosted either by Marquette University Law School or WISN. I forget exactly who in early August, but people are already voting in the Democratic primary, and then the partisan primary for August 9th. And I have some takeaways, so we're going to dive into those, but I'd love to hear some callers' takeaways as well. 844-967-2789. You can call into Dueling Tangents. Brian will screen those calls lightly, and we'll talk about it. But it was an interesting debate. There was five candidates, Brian, and they were the five candidates that qualified per NBC's legal requirements. I guess it's not legal requirements, but they put out guidelines. They said, hey, you got to meet, you have to have at least an X number of donors, I believe, statewide to show statewide support. And they had to be polling at a certain level as well to get on the debate stage. Because there's more than five candidates in the Democratic primary for this August. But there were some interesting takeaways. The five candidates, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, vice president on leave from the Milwaukee Bucks, Alex Lazary, as well as Outagamie County executive Tom Nelson and nonprofit executive Stephen Olicara. And I was Olicara a little surprised by a lot of the answers. What's that, Brian?
Olicara made it on. That's pretty cool.
He did. And I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised by a lot of Olicara's answers. I think a lot of the write-ups that I saw from last night and this morning is Olicara made an impression from his responses. But by far, the takeaway was that Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, was the winner of the debate. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. There's callers out there that believe that as well. Let me know. 844-967-2789. Who do you believe won the debate? Because I thought there were some good answers from a lot of different people on the debate stage last night, Brian. And there were some good answers and there were some interesting answers. There's no gaffes. There's no like huge debate gaffes last night, but definitely didn't believe there was a clear winner like some write-ups had.
Well, it behooves everyone to get behind a winner, quote unquote, because that way we can kind of all, you know, that's the narrative moving forward. We talk about narrative on this show. I find in a lot of these debates, generally the people who are like in the Tom Nelson and Stephen Olicara category, which before this I would have put Tom Nelson way ahead of Olicara in general, but for this debate, I would say they're on the outside looking in, and they need to score points so they can afford to be more specific, and they can afford to be a little bit more edgy, or at least whereas the front runners have to kind of hedge everything and go, I'm going to be good and not bad. I am.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, so it's harder for a front runner to go and take risks. But I think, going into it, I would have said Sarah would have to go in. But again, Sarah is one of those people that if you hear her speak, you're going to be fine. She's great, you know, but
I thought she got off kind of on the wrong. She didn't have the best start to the debate, but I thought she did have some very good answers throughout the debate. She didn't necessarily answer the first question the way very directly. And the moderators across the board yesterday, Charles Benson, and I lost my notes because I don't have them in front of me right now, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know the name of the woman that moderated the debate with Charles Benson last night. But the both moderators were very, very on the nose of making sure questions that were asked were answered. And if they weren't answered, they followed up on those.
That's
and
good.
So State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski's first answer kind of got her in a little hot water with the moderators because they were saying, well, please answer this question. Specifically on inflation and how inflation impacted her family, there weren't very many direct answers on the inflation question for how it was impacting families. I thought Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes probably did have the best answers to that one. Speaking of, and kind of downplayed a little bit of the stories that some of the right wing and other news outlets across the state have been harping on the Lieutenant Governor for past bills not being paid and of that nature. And so he downplayed those jokingly with that response.
Alex Lazary, like everybody else.
Didn't want to answer. Yeah. in that regard, Alex Lazary, vice president on leave from the Milwaukee Bucks, pretty much said, hey, this isn't about me. This isn't about my family. This is about addressing it for Wisconsinites. Pretty clear there that the multimillionaire was like, yeah, I'm not necessarily going to answer that question on inflation and how it's impacting me directly.
No matter what I say, everyone knows that it's really just me that charges you $15 for a Miller Lite. Anyway,
what is it? A banana? How much could it cost? $10?
Yeah, something like that. It's fine. Normal people pay that all the time. That's just,
there's always money in the banana stand, Brian. Always.
There's always money in the... Yeah, well, you know what? We burned that banana stand down, so there.
That banana stand is on fire. But folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're taking your calls as well for takeaways from last night's Democratic U.S. Senate primary debate held in Green Bay, Wisconsin, broadcast across the state. And Brian, we got a caller?
Yeah, we got Mark from the SAC right now off the top. How you doing, Mark? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back and review the debate. But I did review the news headlines today. I see where $600,000 of Chinese money was funneled into the Trump campaign. And, you know, CJ will be calling in complaining about inflation and all that. But the economics behind inflation are probably too complex for CJ to understand, because prices do increase, because labor cost has increased and demand has increased exponentially since we've ended the pandemic. And chicken prices have gone up, CJ, because we've had the virus is the avian flu hitting chicken flocks. So flocks have had to be destroyed, have not entered into the food chain. And now those, you know, the impacts on egg prices and, of course, on chicken.
The issue with a guy like that, though, and the folks you're talking about, is that it's not that they can't understand it. It's not that they can't understand how the economics works, or they can't understand how the system works. It's not. I mean, for the most part, it's not like you have to be an economist to really kind of get that. You know, okay, when the price of oil is one price, and that's the price of gas related to that. And then later on, it's a lower price for the barrel of oil, but then the price for gas is higher somehow. That's not that's price gouging. That's how it works. You don't have to. It's a matter of looking at things and saying what it actually is. It's using the scientific method to go and be able to actually look at something and say what is true and what is not. And that's the problem, is that people would rather go and deal with what they believe to be true, what they want to be true, rather than what is true.
And one of those interesting points made at last night's Democratic primary debate was Tom Nelson saying, to address that problem specifically, we need to nationalize the oil companies. Thought that was one of the most pointed responses of last night's debate. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. If you've got a takeaway from last night's debate or any other tangent you want to share, give us a call. We'll be right back.